This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Obviously, this is Drake,
kid, who's from Canada. I got girls on
real. Our idea for the anthems, Drake and Kendrick Lamar going back and forth, but obviously NHL had better ideas, and it didn't work out that way because the woman who did it stunk. Anyway, WEEI Afternoons. Let's go to the phone lines. We had a call on our discussion about the final last night in the Four Nations. Mike in the car, what are your thoughts on the Four Nations?
I don't really have any thoughts on it, but the other day, I believe it was you or Fitzy, I think, said that McAvoy possibly might have been numbed up. That's why he was flying around like crazy, knocking everybody through the boards. And that you wanted to ask Ted if he had any experience and maybe knew if that's how he got further injured. And I just wondered, I never heard any feedback from that, if you guys had talked to Ted about, you know, the experience with being numbed up and if that could have been what made him, you know, be going crazy, knocking everybody through the boards and, you know, running around like a wild man and then get injured, hurt more.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. Ted?
That's what you wonder. I mean, it's the easiest thing to kind of go down is to, man, you know, if the injury was, you know, was prior to the game Saturday night and he's laying dudes out Saturday night.
Right.
Did he take something? Did he take a shot? And that would just be like, my respect level just went up three more notches. If you're getting shot up for, we can't say that with any certainty. We don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Speculation.
That's all speculation.
Alleged.
That's what you, especially an AC joint.
Absolutely.
It's such a painful thing. And to not have something.
Have you done it? Can you explain shot up?
Have
you been shot up?
In my fingers.
Okay. So, whatever the pain level was,
yeah,
and then they shoot you up.
Yeah.
Does it go? Like, is it gone? Do you feel nothing?
You feel a lot. You can go play.
Yeah,
it's enough that the pain isn't so severe that you can't play. It's there, but it's not in a way in which you can't play.
Okay,
and it's got to be a certain. It can't be knees, ankle, right? It's got to be. You know, you can still run with a bad shoulder.
I mean,
I've had my both torn biceps when I've come back from them. Big arm braces, but I go out and play because I get, you know, lower extremities, you got to be a little bit more careful. Any upper extremities, guys will take shots for more. And then most guys, I don't know if they do in the NHL, but us football players all took Toradol shots.
Yes.
It's a shot that you take before you even start the game, and it won't cause you to prevent any injuries, obviously. It'll just help if an injury happens, it might kind of dull the pain. That's what the Toradol shot's for.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. John in the car, what were your thoughts on the Four Nations final?
Well, I think either way, I don't think Charlie McAvoy is going to play in the next Four Nations face-off.
Probably not.
If and when they have another one. But I hate to be the wet blanket of, like, let's look and see what the lasting legacy of this is going to be. I mean, next year, they're back to an all-star game as, like, a send-off for the Olympics. And then, like, I can't imagine that they're going to have like a third year where they're going to take a week-long break for another like four nations. No, it's not going to be four nations because they pissed off some countries by not having them in there. And again, it's going to be like NHL thing. Like I mean, it was great. It was awesome. It was really fun. I just don't know how you replicate it. And I think that's when like we get in that's when sports leagues get in trouble. And I think that's where like the NBA, if they tried to do this, be like, they're going to fail because it's going to be like, well, how do we replicate something that's already been great? Well, usually that's when we fail is when we try to replicate stuff.
All right, thanks for the call, John.
I do too.
And I think we see that in all formats. Like, try to replicate the Eagles. You can't. Yeah. You don't have that roster. Try to replicate the hottest TV show. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't because now you're copying and people aren't as interested because they know you're a knockoff version of the thing you're copying. So they hit a home run. You know, tip your cap to them. Great job. They can keep doing it every other year. You got the Olympics and then the World Cup of Hockey, and you just alternate back and forth with the four nations. Or my idea, if you wanted NHL, more nations.
I was actually thinking next one should be called More Nations.
I think there should be more to it. There should be. It's more nations. They need more nations out there. Russia, the Czechs.
How many games should you? I mean, you literally.
I'm an idea man. I don't have the details.
I mean. You're throwing these ideas out there that make, honestly, no sense.
Of course it makes sense to get Russia and the Czechs involved. You got more teams. You got more money. Maybe you have two
arenas. It's called the Olympics.
Arenas. No. You missed it. It's the More Nations tournament.
Okay. What do you have it in the middle of the season?
Olympics is different.
Season?
Yeah. Okay. You got a little break in the middle, and you can have your trade deadline. You can even give them a back-end week off, whatever. You figure out the details.
And we're going to give medals, Ted. There'll be a gold, a silver, and a bronze.
No. That would be ridiculous. That would be copying. We're not copying. We're sticking to what we do. We have a big trophy. We give them some money. We have an MVP. And then everybody. Also, we have simple jerseys. The uniforms were nice and simple.
Oh,
did you notice
them.
That?
They look great.
Like, just classic, simple.
Awesome.
Don't overthink it. That's a good, because a lot of times all-star game jerseys get weird colors, weird combos, weird designs. These were simple. I liked that, too. Dan Ball, did you have something you wanted to add on the schedule for the NHL in the coming years for the All-Star break?
Just wanted to share that the plan right now is 2026 Winter Olympics, and then 2028 they're reviving the World Cup of Hockey, which I think is going to have six teams, but they haven't put out official rules
that
for that.
Sounds like more nations.
It is. Two more.
At least two.
Yeah. Okay, so now what we're going to get to here, odds and ends, we do it every Friday. All the stories we didn't get to. I'm going to start, Ted.
Yes.
I know you're very excited. You've been working during the break, workshopping this, getting yourself ready. You got
really.
A bunch of stuff
really.
You want to talk about.
Not really.
The thing that jumped off, how many guys here like Hooters?
I like Hooters.
Okay. Everybody loves Hooters. I believe that was actually their slogan. Well, not everybody, apparently, because they're on the verge of filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, Twin Peaks is getting into some of that biz.
Well, there's a lot of, actually, I Googled it. There's a lot of analysis online that young men aren't into this kind of thing anymore. Young men aren't dating. Young men aren't having sex. Young men are just like on their phones and playing, and like their interests are different. So they're not going to go flirt with a girl at Hooters or anything. It's a different world, Ted.
Boy.
Different world. But I did enjoy. So all these tweets were coming out about they may file for bankruptcy. Paige Spurnak, the attractive Golf Network host.
Oh, yes. Yes.
She retweeted it with four simple words. So the breaking news, Hooters to prepare for bankruptcy, she retweets it with, not on my watch. So apparently she's a fan of Hooters herself and is looking to make sure Hooters does not go bankrupt.
Good.
Do we even have Hooters in Boston anymore?
There was. I don't know.
There was one by the Garden in the old days.
Exactly, on Canal Street.
I don't think it's there anymore.
Do you want me to search Hooters near me on my phone?
Yes, please. I think there's still one in Warwick, Rhode Island.
I'm going to guess Saugus.
Oh, yeah, no, there is one on Route 1. Yes, that one is 100% still there.
Route 1 has everything.
It does.
That's my neck of the woods.
Every restaurant that went out of business 20 years ago is still actually in Saugus off of Route 1.
R.I.P. Hilltop, though.
Oh, no more Hilltop?
Oh, that's been gone for years, Teddy.
Oh, my gosh.
But they kept the orange dinosaur over there.
One of my favorite restaurants, you started in the South, but I couldn't believe to find up here, and there was only one, and I think it's still there on Route 1, one of my favorite hamburgers of all time, Fuddruckers.
Oh, Fuddruckers is still
there. That's
around.
Still there.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuddruckers still on Route 1.
They're like out of business everywhere else.
Oh, really?
Except for Route 1 in Saugus.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's one in, actually, probably closer to you, Teddy, North Reading, the Jordan's Furniture, that has the IMAX.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in there, too.
There's a Fuddruckers and a Jordan's Furniture.
Yes.
Mind blown.
Wow, he's excited.
I know what Teddy's doing.
I love. I like Jordan's furniture, and I love Fuddruckers. So I mean, you kidding me?
Hashtag ad.
Let's go, baby.
All right, Ted. What do you got for odds and ends?
I just got a couple of ideas. So
yeah, throw them at me.
If anybody's looking for some new TV series to watch, I always like good recommendations. There's so much. It's amazing how much there is out there to watch now.
Okay.
You know, so I was a big mob movie guy, right? Yep. But now I kind of like the mob thing's been done 1,000 times. So now I'm into like CIA stuff, right?
Okay.
The agency. Okay. The agency. Has anybody heard about the agency? It's on Showtime. Michael Fassbender is on it with Richard Gere. It's only first series, first season. It's excellent. It's a good kind of just behind the scenes. I'm a big trade craft. I love how the CIA works.
Yep.
I love all the bomb movies. I recommend that. American Prime Evil. I don't know.
Great. Awesome.
On Netflix.
And it's only like 6 episodes. You can slam through it. True story.
You talk about, man.
Is it horror?
The last
No, it's about the Mormons in Utah back in like the 1800s when like the Mormons were trying to control Utah, but so was the government and so was the Indians. It's brutal.
It is brutal. Peter Berg is the director, and I'm a big fan of his stuff. And then one more recommendation, The Lioness. Has anybody heard of The Lioness? Another kind of CIA series, but it's what is it on? I forget where it's on. I'll find it. But Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman headline that show. It's 3 seasons worth.
It's on Paramount.
Good Paramount. There you go. Excellent. Lioness. Check that out. So those are my recommendations.
Have you ever seen Homeland, Ted? If you like CIA stuff?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
I liked Homeland back in the day for sure.
Okay, so we had some, I think, relatively big news. Dan Ball, this might be in your world a little bit. I haven't heard a ton of talk about it, but the disintegrating relationship between Major League Baseball and ESPN, that they've announced that they will go their separate ways at the end of this season, at least in part because Major League Baseball is upset that they're not getting enough studio shows and coverage on ESPN. And I just, in terms of a sport that is scuffling as to what it's going to be, you know, it goes NFL, NBA, and then baseball's next, I think, now, to not be on ESPN, I think this is a curious business decision. Maybe it's just negotiating, posturing, or maybe they end up on more streaming services, and I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No. I hate streaming services.
So when you hear the news about like the NFL and Netflix and stuff,
I hate
like that,
all of it.
Out on that.
Hate
I'm
all
too,
of it.
Brother. I'm out too, brother.
I would tend to agree with that. But have you watched the MLB on ESPN product in recent years? Sunday Night Baseball, stuff like that?
Not as much. I mean, I have, but not as much.
Okay. I mean, they canceled baseball tonight. I actually just saw a video online from Gary Streisky, who used to work for NESN.
Yep.
He's now at ESPN. He did a video on his TikTok of what is now the graveyard of the Baseball Tonight studios. There's crap strewn everywhere. Lights are hanging. It's devastating to see, but
That's
it's
awful.
Kind of a good metaphor for what that coverage has been. It's been a brutal watch recently.
So this is interesting. I mean, Major League Baseball obviously has their own network. I don't know how many eyeballs get on that on a daily basis, quite honestly.
It's a subscription-based thing, so some packages have it, some don't.
And then they've gone to Friday night Apple games last year.
Yeah, which were better in year two than year one. Year one was rough. I'm crapping on every single way to watch baseball, but it's just the product hasn't been great.
You also have the fact that baseball, I'm guessing, I don't know the details, still has an older demo. So you're going to potentially make it harder for your older demos, because they also have issues on the local level with all these regional sports networks that went belly up.
Oh, yeah. It's like half the league.
They got to figure out an easy way to get their eyeballs to a bunch of 50, 60, and 70-year-old people. Because if they start losing that, I don't know. I think it's maybe ESPN did them dirty and it wasn't working, and maybe it was legitimate. But is interesting.
But doesn't it also kind of hammer the fact that that baseball truly is a regional sport, where ESPN is, you know, goes out all across the country.
It didn't used to be. I remember, and I was probably, high school, middle school. So we're talking a long time ago, obviously. But everybody watched Baseball Tonight. Everybody wanted to see the home runs of the day. You were checking your fantasy teams. You were doing all these things.
Do your kids do they have the same interest you did when you were their age?
No. Some do. Some of my son's friends are baseball guys that watch, and I make fun of them. I go, "You're an old soul for watching baseball games." But I just
or a nerd.
You can be a nerd too. We don't need to shame.
I fit both of those. If we're being honest, I'm both an old soul and a nerd for baseball.
Does this concern you at all? Do you think it's interesting? This whole deterioration of the relationship.
The whole thing concerns me. This is just another in a long line of things about the game of baseball that concern me, and the fact that people in my age group. They don't care. Right. So I would guess Major League Baseball is looking for another network that's going to try to bring in younger viewers, even though, like you said, your prime demographic is 45 and up or whatever you want to call it. I would guess that they don't think that they're getting a fair shake from ESPN, and they'll have a better chance to engage younger viewers. Maybe it is on a Netflix or an Amazon. I'm not sure.
What about TNT? TNT's not next year. They don't have basketball.
Yeah, they have a partial relationship with TBS.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's
so
the same,
playoffs
the same
and
umbrella.
Those things.
Same with Fox. Maybe it's more on Fox. I don't know.
Maybe. I also always find it interesting. I clearly am not an economics guy, but so you're off ESPN. Your regional networks are going out of business. People are struggling to watch you digest, and Juan Soto gets $750 million. It's like, how do those two things marry up? How do they connect? It's interesting. Ted, what else you got?
I was just going to talk about.
I thought you wanted to talk about the Yankees. You were very offended.
But
if you're a Yankee, you can grow a beard now.
And I don't have the in front of me. But what was the statement that went out?
Yeah, they've decided basically. That the age-old rule that the Yankees had to cut their hair and shave their faces?
No mas.
No mas! You can grow a beard now. Now, they did have some terminology like a properly manicured or tended
coiffed
beard or whatever. But, I
find that fascinating.
I don't like it. I like tradition.
Okay.
I like tradition. It's a thing, and I know it's probably dated, and it probably ticked some people off, but guess what? The Yankees have done fine over the years. They've acquired a lot of really good talent. I don't know if or when it prevented them from getting a player, so why change? Be different. Be you're the damn Yankees, right? Literally, you're the damn Yankees. Be the Yankees. But, Dan, you had
the
statement.
It's a little archaic. A little bit. There's...
I know, but I like it.
Yeah, so this went out 8:55 this morning on their social medias. This is directly from Hal Steinbrenner, so right from the top. In recent weeks, I've spoken to a large number of former and current Yankees spanning several eras to elicit their perspectives on our longstanding facial hair and grooming policy, and I appreciate their earnest and varied feedback. These most recent conversations are an extension of ongoing internal dialogue that dates back several years. Ultimately, the final decision rests with me, and after great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow our players and uniform personnel to have well-groomed beards. Moving forward, it is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy. And the one question I have is, which highly paid member of the New York Yankees bitched loud enough to get this changed?
It's a good question.
And why was it Gerrit Cole? I'll hang up and let him know.
Also, what's the I feel like this is, you know those homeowners associations where they like measure your grass, and if the grass is too tall, they can fine you? Like, is somebody going to go around and put something to your face and, oh, it's too thick, it's too long?
Like James Harden beard. Like, can he have a James Harden beard?
I can't imagine.
But why not?
How about Jaylen Brown? Is his beard okay?
Yeah, so I'm curious.
I mean, do you have to trim the neck and the edges?
How do you police this? I mean, what's a...
That's why I would have just left the damn rule. We've done it forever.
But
you don't have facial hair.
Why not let your players have beards?
100%. Like, remember when Edelman grew the beard and wouldn't shave it? Like, I was all in on that.
Yeah. I hated it.
Oh,
gross.
My God. Like, I was all in on it.
I thought things were going to jump out of it onto me when I was interviewing him.
I wish they did.
You got to admit, that is to tell a grown man he can't grow a beard.
That's wild.
I don't know. You don't tell a grown man he can't grow a beard. You tell.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A grown man, he can't grow a beard and play for the New York Yankees.
Okay.
You want to be a Yankee?
Gotcha.
You want to put the pinstripes on? You want to end up in Monument Park? Shave your face and cut your hair.
I'm sure.
Go have fun with the Red Sox or the Mets or whatever other team you want.
I'm sure Andy felt the same with the COVID vaccine.
Wait, what? How is that related?
Well, because you're like, oh, well, if you don't want to, we're not being unfair to you. If you don't like it, you just don't have to work here.
That's right. And I had to get the jab.
Keep it across
the
board.
Get the jab, and now I've had a cough for a month. You think that's a coincidence?
You got more than a cough.
I think
you got more than a cough going on, Andrew.
You know, you think that there is people trying to connect Wemby and his blood clot in his shoulder that ended his season and COVID.
That was
on the internet. I mean, everything's on the internet. You can literally find anything.
I didn't know you could get blood clots in your shoulders.
I think you could get a blood clot anywhere that you have blood, right?
Theoretically, yes, but I mean, it's up here.
I'm no doctor.
It's usually something on the lower extremity. I don't know.
Play one on the radio.
Right. A story I don't think we touched on this week that I actually like, and I'm not pandering. People are going to accuse me of pandering. I'm not freaking pandering. I watched a lot of Caitlin Clark last year. I watched a lot of WNBA games. An ownership group led by Donnie Wahlberg and former NBA Rookie of the Year Michael Carter Williams is planning to bid on bringing a WNBA team to Boston. So Boston has not had we had the Connecticut Sun down the street a little bit, but I think that's a good thing. Like, why not? I mean, I'm still dubious of the WNBA in general and their pay structure, and you get people making $70,000 when they're really like global superstars, and it's a weird world. Huh. But if they're going to keep expanding and they're going to continue to try to get some footing in the sports world.
There's 8 teams now currently?
No. There's more than that, I believe. 12, I think they're up to.
Okay,
they expanded. And maybe they're not all playing yet, but they've announced expansion.
I gotcha.
And obviously, Caitlin Clark and others have brought them to the next level. I even heard a thing yesterday for the first time ever, and I might have been Topps, might have been another, but the WNBA complete set of basketball cards is worth more than the NBA complete set of basketball cards. I think it was $1,200 for the WNBA and $800 for the NBA. There's interest. There's eyeballs. And it's a different game. You know, I equate it a little bit too. I'm a sucker for the College Softball World Series on ESPN during the summer. I watch that. I love that. I'll watch a WNBA game. They play a different game. I know they're not going to dunk. I know they're going to, you know, play differently and do some cutting and passing.
Would you go support the team and go buy tickets and drive to the arena?
Okay, so this is a
buy the hot dogs.
Okay, so that's where.
No. Listen, how much?
That's where he draws the line.
No, how much? If you offer me an alternative to go to the Garden at a discounted rate, because you're not the NBA. You can pretend you're not the NBA. You're trying to get a footing. And what's their name and logo? Is it a cool name and logo that I can get behind, that I can get a T-shirt, that I can get a sweatshirt that I love?
I'm sure you can, and I'm all for this stuff. Absolutely. Yeah, I love living in cities where there's pro teams.
And more the better.
The more the better, also, absolutely.
Doesn't it make you seem like an even better city?
Absolutely.
A bigger city, like
that.
A bigger deal?
Yes.
And Boston sometimes struggles with that. Like, are they a small city, old school city, whatever? And then the last one is in your world, Ted. I don't know if you saw this. Maybe I shouldn't say a lot. Some college football programs are not playing spring games.
Why?
So there's different theories. Some is they don't want to showcase talent, and then the second transfer portal, people could leave, and it's almost like you're giving the competition scouting.
But you don't show your spring film tape to any other schools.
No, but can't they go? They can buy a ticket and go.
You don't open up a lot of those practices for fans.
No, the games.
Just
they're practicing.
The game?
They're canceling the games. They're still practicing.
Oh, that's fine.
But they're not having the spring, you know, the blue-gray, red-white, whatever.
You know what? If it's done in design of keeping kids from transferring to other schools, then I'm all for it.
I believe that, and even going lesser on them, not beating them up, like wear and tear, different things
then
in
I'm
that
all for
world.
It. I'm all for it.
I just think it's interesting. I'm always interested when things that have been done forever
are changed.
And part of you says, well, why do you need the spring game? You know what I mean? Like, I know you've done it forever, but why? Why do you need it?
You like your
what do you get out of it?
Tradition. It's
yeah.
a tradition.
And that, well, I don't know if we've done it since 1937 or whenever we started. Who started it? I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Canada.
Probably a good little moneymaker, too.
Bear Bryant. Well, that's the thing. There is money involved. I mean, Colorado, a couple of years ago, they were
sold
raving
out.
About when it was sold out and how
out.
Much it changed with Dion and the whole the buzz around the program. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of schools not playing football, spring football games this spring. So
I'm okay with it. They're playing more regular season games than they had before. So
And they're practicing. And maybe that's part of it with the playoffs.
Kids.
Some of those teams are playing, whatever,
it's
14,
ridiculous
15
what they ask these kids to do, man.
Games.
So I'm all for it.
So that's odds and ends. That's the expanded Friday edition of odds and ends. Nice job, Ted.
Thank you, bud.
Some TV recommendations. Yeah. I don't know if I have all those stream. Do you have every streaming network?
I have a lot of them, but I don't use them all.
Paramount Plus.
I'm paying for them.
Hulu.
I just don't use them all.
Yeah, same. Up next, odds and ends. The real odds and ends that we do on a daily basis. The final segment of WEEI Afternoons. That's next on WEEI Afternoons.